This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
Let's go. Winter weekend. Boston Red Sox celebration of the great game of baseball. Speaking of celebration of the great game of baseball, oh my goodness. Speaking of baseball not being boring, by the way, I'm Rob Bradford. This is the Baseball Isn't Boring show. We're live from Winter Weekend. Speaking of baseball not being boring, the person who owns a Baseball Isn't Boring t-shirt, whose triceps never looked better, Tristan Casas. He's going to be tough with that beard, man. There you go. All right. Say hello.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, you like my accent, huh? My Kermit the Frog.
Every interview you have to do. All right.
Can I turn this down? How do I turn it down?
How you want to turn it down? He's got it. All right.
Okay.
Wow, look at best shape of your life. It's best shape of your life, season, Tristan.
He's a perfectionist. Yeah.
Hey, Tristan said enough.
It's that the fans, they pierce my ears so many times with how loud they are.
You can't walk down the street.
Yeah, I can. No. I mean, people are going to yell at me. They're going to say whatever they want, but I technically can walk down the street.
May I?
I don't know. That's a different story.
If you were really trying, you would have walked to this booth here shirtless.
It is a little cold. I'm from Miami, and I like to think that I'm resilient to the weather. Like, I'm unaffected by it, unbothered by it. But for this particular event, they made me put this jersey on. You see, I tried to come with it unbuttoned already.
Yeah.
Because to me, shirts are optional, but not here apparently.
Well, the whole idea, and again, Tristan Casas, join us. We appreciate it as always. I appreciate it every time I talk to you, Tristan.
Every single time I talk to you.
It's not even a lie.
Nice.
And so, I mean, I feel like as much as you celebrate the sun and the earth, there must be some sort of element of cold weather that invigorates your immune system.
Sure. I don't know what it is about it, but I love the cold weather.
Do you?
I love the way it feels on my skin, the wind just absolutely piercing the pores and like making my hands numb and just making the bat feel like a thousand
pounds. I was just talking about walking down the street. You like playing in cold weather?
Yeah, playing in it, being in it, like... Even when I'm back at home, I try to submerge in it.
You do the cold plunge thing.
I do. I try to feel like I got to get ready for the cold weather here. So 85 and sunny every day in Miami is not getting me ready. So I try to get in at least some type of cold water or something.
Can I just tell you, I already have the t-shirt idea, piercing the pores with Tristan Casas.
There you go.
Wind
chill cloaks colder than icicles.
So it's best shape of your life season. You know that, right?
I mean, that's every day, but I wouldn't let myself get worse. I mean, I can't.
Really?
Well, I could, but it's not good for you. No. Like to have me on the show and stuff. Like to keep having me on the show, I got to stay in good shape.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, if I want to stay on the show.
This year, I'm practicing what I'm preaching. I'm in the best shape of my life.
And so, happy for you.
Thank you. I've reached full muscle capacity.
Of course.
As you have as well. So,
no, I haven't. That's the scary part.
Oh, really?
That's crazy. All
right, so are you in the best shape of your life right now?
Right now, yes, absolutely.
Ooh, yeah, are you really?
I mean, if I didn't think so, I'd just change it. You know, like I talk to Jeremiah all the time. He's like, what kind of person are you today? I was like, better than I was yesterday. I don't know what I'm going to look like tomorrow, but I like the person I am today.
Okay, so how are you? Let's break this down. From the time that you left Boston. By the way, you totally welched on an agreement we had at the end of the year.
Well, it was an unfortunate circumstance with the shoulder, and then I wasn't traveling, but we will get to that. And I did not hold up my end of the bargain or my side of the bet, so I'm going to need to
You could have done that today. So in case people are wondering, that you had to hit, was it?
I think it was just one more.
I think it was just 25. Yeah, so you had to hit 26.
Okay.
You had to hit 26 home runs, and if you didn't hit 26 home runs, you had to spend the entire day from the minute you woke up in the morning to the minute you went to bed wearing a Baseballs and Boring t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was willing to take that bet, and then I missed the last 2 weeks, and I didn't get it. So.
All right, before we get down to brass tacks, can you just do this?
Okay.
Can you wear a Baseballs and Boring shirt while you're on an Instagram post?
I'll wear it doing anything.
No, on an Instagram post.
Not even the fact that I want to support you and your brand. It's just the fact that the same. It's just it's so true.
I believe it, and that's what I mean, and that's why I like talking to you.
Thanks.
So I sincerely do. So what do you? So the, okay, well, let's go back to what we were saying. What are you going to be better at besides leads? What are you going to be better at?
Leads?
Yeah, like, remember we had this conversation, like you said, they told you you had to work on your leads in spring training?
Yeah, they did, but then I got picked off one time, and I'm like, well, that didn't work out. I was like, well, that's the thing. I'm not fast enough to be able to take a big lead and get back. The pitchers, one, they throw too hard. They're too quick. I don't know why. Oh, I'm not going to steal a base anyway.
They can't think of anything else to criticize you for, so they're talking about your leads.
Well, I love the fact that they're critical of me and that they want me to get better on all facets of the game, but that's really nitpicking. You know?
Okay, so what are you going to be better at when this year starts than you were when the season ended last year, you think?
Well, hopefully not much. I think the
you were good.
I think the second half of the season I was doing pretty well, and if I just carry that into this next year, I think I'll be fine.
Well, what did you want to work on this offseason?
I mean, I was working on it every day during the season, so I could get if I didn't like something in April, I was going to try to fix it for May,
and you did.
I know that was the thing. The progress it showed. So I'm not going to try to change much from last September to next April. I mean, I definitely need to change last April to this April, but
that was tough, man.
For who? For you or for me?
No, well,
for everybody else because they had to talk about it, or me because
no,
I had to go
no,
through.
I
enjoyed it too.
No,
it was great. I was setting the bar so low for myself that I had nowhere to go but up. You know?
Well, you're a genius.
I know. Can't set the bar too.
I tell you what, Tristan. I don't know if you remember this moment. It was in Baltimore, and I walked. I told you. I said, Dustin Pedroia. I gave you the Dustin Pedroia analogy. May 3rd was when Dustin Pedroia, 2007, changed his hole. He was hitting under 200. I said, you were having your struggles. This happened to Dustin Pedroia. He goes on to winning the Rookie of the Year. And I'm walking away, and you go, but what happens if I don't do it on May 3rd?
Yeah, then it carried longer than that. Yeah. It took me a little longer than May 3rd to get high. I mean, May 3rd is only a month of the season, you know, so I think it went in almost to June.
But once you did, man.
Yeah. Once the summer heated up, so did I, and I just, you know.
What was the thing? Like, what was the thing that you just like, okay. And I know, listen, because you always give the answer that I don't expect.
Yeah.
But just tell me the thing besides, hey, I just got progressively better. What is the thing that sort of clicked for you that you feel like was the biggest reason why you're able to take off?
I think just honestly believing that I belong there.
You didn't believe that?
I didn't believe it. I mean, I was proving it to myself just like I was trying to everybody else. I mean, 197 in September of 22 isn't exactly like, you know,
fair.
Convincing everybody that I'm a great player. And then 197 through the first 2 months isn't either. So I think once I went one time through the league, you know, I think I saw all the players. I played against Trout. I played against Otani. Even the guys from the Blue Jays, Bobichette and yeah. Vlad, you know, those are guys that I look up to. But the thing is, I'm a baseball rat. I'm a baseball historian. So all I do is watch MLB Network, ESPN. But the problem with doing that is all they show is the highlights. So I associate Otani and all these greats with only hitting home runs and only doing great things. But when I finally played against them, and they had bad at-bats. I saw them swinging at pitches in the dirt. I saw them roll over a ball.
Look, it's David Ortiz.
What's up?
You got to come up here next. Go ahead.
So once I saw like all these great players making the same mistakes that I did, it kind of settled me down to the, where I was like, they're just like me. I'm out on the same field as them competing, and I do belong here. And then I just felt like
that
calmed me down.
Sometimes in life, there's this like one thing somebody says or one moment something and it just happens, right? Somebody told me that I was a good writer in junior year of high school, and all of a sudden I believe whether or not I was. But sometimes somebody says something. Was there that moment? Was there that instance of somebody just like, you know what? I belong. Maybe it was a hit you had. I don't know.
You know, it's funny. I made a game losing error against Colorado randomly in I want to say it was in the beginning of May or something like that, and it was like battle-tested weather, rain was coming down. I remember it was Joe Jakes' debut. I don't remember who hit a ground ball to me, but it was a lefty-lefty matchup, and I bobbled the ball. We lose by a run because we went down by two. Rafi hits a home run in the top of the 10th, or bottom of the 10th, and we lose 7-6. And I was just sitting on the bench during the rain delay, and Trevor Story comes over, and he was hurt at the time. He wasn't playing. He's like, man, you're an important part of this team. You're an important part of what we're trying to do for right now, especially because you're here for a reason, but especially in the future. So we talked on the bench for like an hour after my game losing error. And, you know, he pretty much calmed me down. He instilled that confidence in me. You know, he says that in this time that he had been injured, he's been having a lot of conversations with the front office and with other members of the staff, and they believed in me. He instilled that in me, and I guess that calmed me down a little bit, because from that point at the end of May, that I think that I had that error, I felt like it was only uphill from that. So if I can remember like one instance, it was that conversation.
But you remember it just hitting. I mean, sometimes it just hits, right?
Well, like it was something about defense, you know, that I was struggling a lot at, and helped me with everything else.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty incredible. By the way, you talk about getting off to slow starts. The guy who won Rookie of the Year, which, you know, you almost won, but Gunnar Henderson, go look at his numbers in April. It wasn't good. It wasn't good.
Yeah, I don't know what they were like. I know he finished with a great year, but
you got, that's the point, is that it's and now it's incredible to hear you say that you had doubts like that. We forget that, right?
Yeah,
that here's a guy, top prospect, first round pick, Team USA. He gets the opportunity to start. He's, you know, he had a good spring training and all of that. It's like to have the think that you're having doubts that you're a major league starter, I would imagine. It's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I do the best that I can to prepare, go out there and try to, you know, just do the best that I can, just play hard all the time. But at the end of the day, you don't really know what's going to happen. Baseball's a funny game. It's the only thing that you can do everything right and still have a bad result. It's a weird concept to grasp your mind around. So when things aren't going your way, there's a lot of people in your ear telling you how you should go about things. And, you know, your whole life's culminating into this opportunity. It could be, you know, hectic to slow things down and take it one opportunity at a time. Especially when things are going bad, you want to get it all back at one time, and you just got to, you know, take a step back and try to get it back one moment, one pitch at a time.
What's the coolest thing you did this offseason?
Come here and talk to you, I think. I can't name anything, honestly, cooler.
Cut that on tape, please. thank you.
I went to Trevor's, Trevor's State in Texas last week to hang out with him and York and Von Grissom. So I got to meet them in Dallas. And then I went down to Dominican in December to hang out with Rafi. And
we were down at
Dominican Academy down there hitting over there. So I always say I'll be good enough for a vacation one of these days. All my trips are kind of business trips. So I try to hang out with Trevor and Rafi and try to connect with all my teammates and stuff. And those are like little vacations, but we're working throughout it. So that's probably the coolest things that I've done besides talking to you.
You're smart because I took a cruise. And to stay in best shape of your life on a cruise, not easy.
No, that's tough. Cruise is definitely a not an environment conducive for growth and health, for sure. I mean, unless you like get stranded on an island and then you got to be very primal and you got to cut coconuts and climb trees to get food. Yeah, definitely. I went on a cruise one time when I was like 10 to Cozumel, Mexico. And that was the only one that I've ever been on. It was like fifth grade, like going into sixth grade. It was like my elementary gift. I don't know why my parents got me an elementary graduating gift, but they thought it was a big deal.
Hey, listen, I could talk to you all day, but I can't. You want to predict that you're going to win the MVP? 10 years ago, Joe Kelly came on here and predicted he was going to be in the MVP.
I mean, I got better chances now. Otani's in the National League, so.
All right, I'll take that as a prediction.
For sure.
All right, man. All right, good to see you.
Thanks.
All right, Tristan Casas, always one of the best. All right, we get to take off. Baseball isn't boring. Nick Pivetta coming up. Big thanks to Tristan Casas, everybody. Bring smiles to everybody's faces, and I look forward to his Instagram post with a Baseball isn't boring t-shirt. Right, there you go. All right. Be back after this.
In celebration of opening day, we've got a special episode of the Moth Podcast for you. The theme is baseball and the surprising ways it connects people.
I gaze out at the players on the field, and then I look over at my dad, and I realize that in the silence between us that something has changed. It's like I'm seeing him for the first time.
Two stories about baseball, family, and so much more. The episode's available right now. Subscribe to the Moth Podcast to make sure you hear it.